Here are today's top stories. Hillary Clinton is said to be recuperating after yesterday's near collapse at a 9/11 remembrance in New York. Her doctor and the campaign have come out and said that she was diagnosed with Benghazi. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Pneumonia. It's a silent P, I see. She was supposed to take it easy after being put on antibiotics. She didn't because she's running for president, and now conspiracy theorists around the country are in full I told you so mode. Pundits are asking for her to release her medical records to prove her healthiness. Is that that's a word, right? Yeah. Okay. So now we want to know who she's talked to, what she's written in her emails, and what she's gone to the doctor for. Hey, listen, tax returns, one thing. They show if you're doing something nefarious or whether or not you're mixed up with the wrong kind of money, which, well, if I think about it, I guess a health report would show the same thing. So, you know what? Release the dogs! I mean, the report! Release the report! In other news, Black China released her sonogram, so at least there's precedent, right? Come on, Hillary. Black China did it. Well, after this weekend, Chicago should release its health report. 2016 has seen over 3,000 Chicagoans shot. Over 3,000. That's almost 400 a month. In stark contrast, Chicago's reporting that tourism, at the same time, way up. So nothing to see here, folks. Garrett's popcorn, 67 cents today. Carry on. Wrigley tickets, expensive, but worth it. Carry on. Deep dish pizza, carry on. Enjoy Chicago. Mixed reviews for the big transportation experiment on the north side. Argyle Street has been renovated to let pedestrians, cyclists, and cars share the street. But drivers are reportedly confused on where to drive. Always a good thing. And local businesses have complained that people are avoiding the street because of said confusion. Hey, nobody said utopia would be perfect. All right, so suck it up. 15 arrested for stealing luxury cars in the suburbs. Hey, is this the same story that revealed that most of those cars were sitting in driveways with keys in the ignition? Let me guess, somebody locked their car doors and the crooks were stymied? They're like, that's it, I give up. I turned myself in, I can't get past this locked door. Give me a break. More crime news. Robbers in the South Loop are allegedly technologically savvy. They're robbing people at gunpoint and telling victims to unlock their phones and reset it to factory settings. I hope there's a Wi-Fi in the South Loop because that could take a while just on the regular network. If it's on an LTE, it's just slower. I'm just trying to help out the robbers. Like, she really should do an upgrade on Wi-Fi. Okay. Could you hit preferences? Hit tools? Anything change? In weather today, hot. Supposed to go down to 70, though, by midweek. That's when I break out the old Georgetown Hoya starter's jacket. I think Pete Zimmerman sold me that when he worked at Foot Locker. In sports, the Bears lost yesterday in a pretty miserable fashion, too. After surprising everyone with a competent first half, the Bears broke down in the second. The Texans rattled off 13 unanswered and beat the Bears on both sides of the ball. Cutler was harassed pretty much every play, and instead of adjusting, he just looked to have that, if I hold the ball a little bit longer, things are going to get better, look on his face. Always a good look. Jay Cutler has that look going on. Winners, I got to say, Eddie Royal, strong game for number 19. Losers, me. I went with too much variety with the snacks. I mean, really, too many foods paying for today. You can't go smoked sausage, cheese, and guacamole. It is, no. It's early for me, too. It's early. I'll get it together by next week. I guess the Bears make you realize that there are a lot of young no-namers on this squad and no real breakout stars. Seriously, who gets the local Chevy commercial from this team? Who's going to stand between two lawyers and say, if you're ever injured in a car accident, right? According to the papers, a leader in the locker room's Alshon Jeffrey, who did have 100-plus yards in the first half but was shut out in the second. If it's not him, then who? Kevin White? He ran the wrong route, causing an interception, got a false start penalty, and missed a catch, albeit a tough one, that would have kept the drive going and made up for Cutler getting pummeled. So much to talk about. I'm channeling my inner OB. Come on! What's the matter with you? Best radio in radio, by the way. We'll save it for Doug Plank later in the show. The Cubs, let's talk about the winners. They beat up on Houston this weekend. Now the magic number down to 5. And they start a 3-game set with the Cardinals tonight. A sweep, and they could clinch it in the loo. Wait, is it called? Did they say the loo? They're going to clinch it in the Louie. St. It doesn't matter. They clinch it in St. Louis. The best part is they'll spray a bunch of Budweiser all over the visiting locker room, which would be nice. You know, and all the executives will walk in and go, ugh, that's what our beer smells like? Ugh, yeah, sucks. Sox once again looked promising, then lost two straight at home. Lose to KC. Sale pitched eight innings, breaking some crazy record for most consecutive starts pitching. Oh, why am I torturing you, Sox fans? We're not breaking anything. Ah! It's already rebuilding time. Let me give you some more positive news. Me, personally, my fantasy baseball made it to the second round of the playoffs. So maybe we'll spend a couple hours later in the week talking about that. If you're interested. No? No one is? Oh, well, we'll see. Pete is. In college football, the Northwestern Wildcats lost at home to the Illinois State Redbirds on a late field goal. That's a loss to Illinois State and Western Michigan at home? What the what? Not the ideal start for a team that was thought to be a top 25 squad. Also, Lovie Smith and the Illini blown out by North Carolina at home. So, are there any other options for Chicago's Big Ten team? I mean, a lot of people living here went to Michigan. Harbaugh played for the Bears. Can Michigan just be the Big Ten team for Chicago? Anybody? And finally tonight, this past August was the hottest month on record. Yep, of all time. The planet is heating up. What can be done to stop it? I say we could either get the world's biggest box fan or we can get Kanye West to shut his mouth. What can I say? I'm an environmentalist. Hilarious. Seriously, we're dying. That's the carryout for September 12, 2016. It's going to get colder this week, so we're bringing back soup. Actually, it's the same soup from the spring. We just turned the burner back on.